Hey, I'm Priscilla.
And I'm Lauren.
And you're listening to the Her Next Big Move podcast.
This is a place where we will help you gain clarity on your big goals, break down those limiting beliefs that may be holding you back, and develop a solid strategy for building your dream life and business.
We are going to have vulnerable conversations about building our own business and introduce you to some of the most accomplished businesswomen we know to find out their secrets to success too.
Our goal is to leave you feeling inspired and give you the confidence to make
your next big move.
Okay, and we're back.
I feel like we do that every time.
I know. It's a good intro.
It is a good intro. Man, things have been busy. I felt like so guilty that we missed a week last week.
I know. Have been just moving so fast. It feels like it's been this weird time warp from the beginning of 2024 to right now. Like we are just like, it feels like we're at the end of the year and we're only at the second month.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking with like, you know, everybody in our community, all of our clients, everybody's feeling the same thing. So I think it's something in the air, something in the universe.
Let's go with that. Yeah.
I also think that it's, you know, a lot of time, energy, and effort plotting, planning to get to this place that, you know, you're like holding on for dear life, it feels like at times. And when I say you, I mean me, but I mean us.
All of the above. Yeah, it seems like it really is like the time where all of the seeds start to sprout. And I love that analogy of the seasons and how your business kind of functions as in the seasons of, you know, the fall is really where you start to plant all those seeds. The winter is where everything kind of goes dormant. And spring is where everything starts to really sprout. And then summer, you're in full swing. And so I feel like we're hitting spring. Everything is starting to sprout and, you know, come to light. And it is full motion, full speed.
It's almost like you don't even know how much you can handle until you handle it. And then you're like, oh, wow, I can handle that. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, there's no way I could ever handle anything else or like bigger than this. Like, this is already a lot. And then you like kind of go into this like next iteration and you like surprise yourself and you like prove yourself wrong and all of these different things. If you can hear slurping up in the background, that is my dog Shiner.
That would be Shiner.
We're actually filming today, or filming recording slash if you can hear both. Shiner Bach, my lord, girl.
She's a thirsty girl.
She's a thirsty girl. not this specific table, actually. It was the table prior to this table, which was a picnic table in my dining room.
Where we conceptualized for a female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Full circle.
Full circle. Damn, I've been in this apartment for a long time.
I know.
I remember whenever we were sitting at this table and conceptualizing Forward Female and conceptualizing the business plan for Forward Female, we were looking at like, okay, this could be a membership model. You know, this is how we could help women. And, you know, if we get 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, we'll do that in 3 months. And we were like, and this is how we're going to do it. And man, have we learned so much since the first time sitting at this table to now sitting at the table today to understand what it truly takes, and being really open, honest, vulnerable with really what it takes and everything that we've learned of how you can learn from our time of doing this for a while and how you can take that and evolve it into your own and hopefully get there a little bit faster than it took us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the, I'll say learning lessons that we went through going through that whole process was changing our model, but changing it in a way to where we weren't changing the strategy at the same time. We were coming up with so many ideas. And I think that that's such a normal phase of when you're conceptualizing a new business, it's natural to have ideas just flowing left and right. And you have to really be able to sift through that and pick out what's actually solid and what you can use for it in a business model. And I think for us, we did that a few different times, but where we misstepped a little bit was we didn't re-strategize the actual strategy and the structure of that. And so we just kind of kept moving forward with the same strategy of the last model in the last rendition without kind of updating things. And so fast forward to where we're at today, I think the reason why we're in such a great place and such fluid motion and all of this momentum is because we really took the time, specifically this year, to really have our power in the pause moment, to be able to stop, be able to really lay out that strategy and kind of get it clear again. Because I think your strategy is always evolving as you grow the business.
Yeah, it has to.
And I think a lot of people don't stop and rework the strategy as they rework the model. And sometimes that's like the misstep, is that those things aren't necessarily getting adjusted at the same time. And so there's this disjoint of the model and you putting out what you're working on and what you're building versus actually getting leads and actually getting sales and actually moving the business forward monetarily. And so having both sides to that, of how you're really selling and pushing it forward on the business side, but then also what you're really putting out there on like the brand aesthetic side.
Yeah, it was like, and I came from a marketing world and I understood sales and all of these, but it wasn't until I became an entrepreneur, until I really, really understood the difference of marketing and sales and how they played together and what was going to be necessary for both to continue to evolve in order to reach our goals. And, you know, I think we're still learning about this every single day, but within the, you know, the business that we have today, there's so many different things that we do and that we offer. And each one of those, we have to really understand how they work together and how they're like evolving together and why we're doing things and what we want the end result to be at the end of the day, because it's so more complicated than I think a lot of like the gurus online like say, and like all of these things of like, oh, if you just do X and Y, then like you'll be able to reach Z, right? You'll make $1 million. And I think there's a lot of misconceptions out there of like what lead generation is or what it is to like sell something. And in a way that doesn't like completely exhaust you, but you feel like you're working smarter, not harder, and that you can actually achieve the goals that you want at the end of the day. I think the biggest thing that I see in like a lot of the businesses and the that we work with and like the community is that everybody, it's like two-sided. You either think it's like should be like so easy and they're just like, you know, posting on social media and like, why am I not getting any leads? Or you're like trying to make it way too complicated and like overcomplicating it in a fact of like, it doesn't need to be that complicated in order to reach the goal that you have. So I don't know. I think this is really complicated. I think lead generation is one of like the biggest thing that holds,
kind of makes or breaks your business.
Exactly. I was going to say like that, like where makes businesses fail because they don't have enough leads. So they're not selling enough. So they can't, you know, stick around.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've talked about it on a few of these episodes of the sales versus marketing and really going into the difference. But I think as you're really trying to get sales in specifically, being able to have both sides playing at the same time and really understanding your strategy for both. And so I think going back to, I think our year and how we've really been able to go from that first concept of trying to roll it out fresh, brand new, not really having any experience to now. Actually, I would love to hear your perspective. What would you say is one of our biggest shifts that you think we've made of going through that last 4 years?
Yeah, I think that I knew this all along, but you never like underestimate the power of like relationship building and the power of like networking as being, you know, a superpower. And I think we always knew that from the beginning, but really like leaning into it strategically to say like, well, how do we make all of this work together? How do we make it easy for somebody to work from point A to point, you know, Z of being a champion and a referral for us and all of that, and realizing that a lot of the time that takes time. So I think that is, you know, one of the biggest things, you know, the two sides of our company, the agency, word of mouth is actually like one of our biggest like sources, whether that be word of mouth with people within the community or word of mouth of clients that have worked with us before or clients that come back. I think that has been like a big thing for us that we have leaned into more and more, I think, as we've grown, and it's helped us really grow versus other things that we tried that didn't really work as much. Like we tried being on, you know, platforms like Thumbtack and Google Ads, and it just really wasn't attracting the right ideal target customer that we wanted at the end of the day. We realized that putting, you know, our marketing dollars into Instagram ads and even specifically more into our in-person events was and Instagram ads in order to get people to our in-person events was a really big thing that really worked for us, I would say. And then through that, word of mouth was like rampant at our events because – or is rampant at our events – like I'm saying, like we don't do them anymore. We still do them. And that really, really works for us. Like every single time, it's like clockwork. It's our formula. It's what works. But we were talking about this the other day. I had this like epiphany moment of like, oh my gosh, why haven't we been doing this for years? I think another big strategy that we're leaning into and something we recently saw that really worked for a lead gen for both the community and the agency was whenever iFund Women reached out and they wanted me to do a workshop for them, a virtual workshop for their community that is all of our target ideal audience. And it was just about getting our message in front of our target ideal audience. And over an hour, we saw massive results and a huge spike in our community, a huge spike in our like agency, like over like 1 hour. And it was all about the awareness factor in marketing and us having a really solid sales system that's easy for somebody to come through on both ends. That really worked. And I know that's something we're leaning into this year. So yeah, I think those things specifically, everything else is just a little bit of noise to me.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree. I think word of mouth is probably always going to be one of our strongest lead gens and just relationship building in general. But I think also us leaning into the systems and the tech too to support the influx of people coming in has been such a saving grace because everything from, you know, our systems to even just how we house our community has changed so much. And I think when we first started, we didn't necessarily think about the next steps. We didn't necessarily think about, okay, you know, maybe we get them to sign up as a member or we, you know, work with them as a coaching client, but then what? How do we continue to provide that value and build those relationships? And so having kind of those next questions in mind too of, well, what's next? What is next on their journey as the customer?
Yeah.
And I feel like we've been able to really lean into
that. Not just supporting like that initial sale. Buy-in.
Yeah, that it's like a relationship that you're building. It's not just a one-point sale. Mm-hmm. It's about being able to grow with them and build with them and having the tech that helps not only find the right people through like our SEO and our ads and things like that, but having the tech then to support them after. I would say has been like a big shift that we've integrated that's really helped.
Yeah. And I see so many people that do this really well. And I see a lot that just aren't thinking of it all the way through. Like whenever
that is what it is. It's like being able to think of it all the way through, full circle.
Which I think is not as natural for a lot of people. I think even for you know, our team, I think it's a big thing that we've been, you know, spending a lot of time in training and development with our team of really helping them say, okay, how do we see this all the way through? How do we see something from the beginning to the end and then even beyond that? So it's less stressful for everybody. And really, it's just the preparation that can really help you be more confident in all of these areas of your business. And I would argue that, you know, lead generation is one of the most important areas of your business so that you can be a business at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And if you can't figure this out and figure it out, you know, in a good time frame, then, you know, that might be the demise of your business. And you might think that it's your business idea, it's your business concept, it's all of these other things that are wrong, when in fact they might be fabulous. You just haven't figured out the lead generation of how to get them because you don't have the systems in place in order to have them efficiently all work together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can have a great business and all of the details, you know, the most pretty brand and website and all mm-hmm. of those things. But if you don't have a way to actually make the sale and close the sale, then at the end of the day, it's really not a business.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to, like you said, think it all the way through full mm-hmm. circle of not only just the branding and the aesthetic front facing things, mm-hmm. but afterwards, how you take them through the process, how you mm-hmm. follow up with them after, what the, all mm-hmm. those steps look like,
yeah.
even after the sale is over.
Yeah. The, I was talking with, one of our mutual friends, the other day, and he's, you know, a really successful, person in business, has a lot of different businesses, buys and sells businesses. And, you know, I was sharing, I'm like, you know, Forward Female, we're in such this growth phase right now. And I'm trying to see where to spend my time the best. And, you know, we've just hired on a bunch of employees. We're continuing to hire on like employees. It feels like every 2 weeks I'm like hiring somebody right now. And it's because we've really figured out the lead system. We've really figured out the growth like strategy. And now it's like all, you know, all about keeping up with it. But where is my time best spent? Like, you know, as the owner, and where should I really be? And he was sharing with me how like, there's all these different like phases of businesses. There's like the founder level of whenever it's just you, just doing the business, you don't have any employees. You kind of have to be the octopus. You have to do everything, figure out how everything works. And like, and that's a stage and a phase. And then there is, you know, you getting, you know, 1 to 5 employees. And those are where you're still really in the business, but like you are able to delegate out some stuff, like some to them, but you're still like in a management kind of type role. And you're still having to kind of do a little bit of everything. And then you get to like, the 1 to like 10. And that's when the, those people that you hired, they become managers, you kind of oversee, but now your whole role is sales. So like figuring out the system for your sales, for your lead generation, making it something that you can replicate. And then once you go from 1 to 10, then you go 1 to 20. And then that's when you have like a sales team that's like implementing that sales system mm-hmm. to like even grow your business further. And then you like really scale like beyond that. That's like the 1 to like, I think, 100 is next. Mm-hmm. And so that's like the major like scale point, which is just like really interesting. And it just really taught me the importance of being the person today that's figuring out what the sales system is and not trying to lean on anybody else to like figure out the magic method. It's like really leaning into your business, really understanding your customer, what they need to hear at the end of the day in order to complete the cycle too. So it was just really interesting to me to like hear it from somebody at that level too of like, okay, this makes sense. It's like the most important thing at the end of the day is sales and building a team that can support those sales. And that's how you can just skyrocket like to like some place that you never even thought like possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And building those systems too in a way that you can pass off, that you can remove yourself from the equation and have that system work flawlessly without you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of us, especially when we're just starting out, and like you said, at first it has to be you. You have to be that octopus that's, you know, reaching out and doing everything yourself. But I think the goal is always to keep in mind that you're building a business, you're building these systems, you're building every single thing you're doing in order to operate without you, if it's truly going to be successful. And so always having that live in the back of your head too, I think, as you're building these, as you're scaling it.
Yeah, one of the big learning lessons that I'm even having right now and is that, you know, as we're growing and scaling our team with all of these, I'm so much more aware of like standard operating procedures too, that I knew they were important. I tell clients that they're really important. We build them all the time. Like we've built them in the past, but really realizing that they're always evolving too.
Yeah.
And that this is like a constant, continuous process, and being able to get everybody on the same page to be able to do something and replicate it in a way that that more people understand than you. You understand it first, more people then understand it, and then it can continue to evolve as the world evolves, as culture evolves, as, you know, your team evolves. That too, because the idea, you know, if you're really thinking about, okay, lead generation, like, oh my God, I can't even think about that right now. Priscilla Lowe, like I can't even think about beyond. I'm just trying to get enough like clients to support like paying my rent right now. Like I just need that. And then it's saying, okay, like that's step one, but you really have to be thinking beyond that. Like, don't just think about like, how can I just like make ends meet and like, just make like get enough leads just to do that. Think beyond that. And I think that's what can really help too. I think that's a mindset we've always had.
Yeah.
And I think has always really helped us. We know like short term, like what we just need to have and like it's essential, but like always thinking beyond and saying, how can I not just get 2 leads? How can I get 20? Like, how can I get 100? And then like your mind opens up, the abundance around it like really opens up, because I think the crazy thing is, and I think I've talked about this in the podcast before too, of like that within a 5-mile radius of where we are sitting right now, of wherever you are listening to this podcast, there are an abundance of people that need what you have to offer, that are looking for what you have to offer, and they just don't know, have any idea who the hell you are. And that should, if nothing else gets you motivated, that should get you motivated. And if you're like, no way, no how, then like, where are the people that need what you have to offer? Like, how do you get in front of them? Like, how do you speak to them in a way that they care about? And if you're not sure that there's even somebody that cares about what you have to offer, then I think that's another kind of
rethink the whole thing altogether.
Exactly.
But also like it is what you tell yourself too. And I truly believe in the power of manifestation and law of attraction, in the sense of like, you will get the energy you put out. And so if you're constantly doubting yourself, constantly doubting your business, you're going to get that doubt reflected back to you.
Yeah.
But I think it's like you said, being able to have the nearsight and the foresight of seeing both simultaneously. And there's a great book on this called Rocket Fuel that talks all about being the operator but also the visionary. And typically that's 2 different roles, but at first it kind of needs to be you if you're running your business as a solopreneur. You have to be both. You have to be the operator, setting up those systems, making sure that the business can function, and you have to be the visionary, looking ahead, seeing what's coming, projecting what you want to create, and that's how you're able to really manifest and bring into fruition. So having like both hats on simultaneously can be challenging at the beginning. And that's why we always encourage.
It's challenging always.
It is challenging always. But as you grow, you get more support.
At the beginning, you have to do it. And then you like scale out of that. But yeah, it's
hard. I think that's the key though, is having the support. And at first, usually that looks like community, mentors, maybe just friends. You know, anything you can get to build around you that's a solid support system is vital to helping you grow. Because you don't know what you don't know. And in the beginning, you don't know a lot. And so it's a learning curve. And so being able to surround yourself with people that you feel that you can trust enough and you feel safe enough to be able to ask questions and get that feedback to be able to kind of take those steps forward until you have the team that you can start bouncing off of and have those other roles filled. But it really is being able to kind of play all sides of it, being able to really decide how you can make sales and get further along right now. But then where's the direction? What's the goal and the vision that you're trying to get to?
Yeah. Whenever we think about lead gen, I just want to kind of like paint this picture for everybody, right? there's the top of like your funnel. Let's just call it the lead gen funnel, the lead gen process, whatever you want to call it. The top is awareness. Then you have that's converting like strangers into audience members, people like actually knowing who you are. And then there's like the conversion factor of how do you turn that audience and the awareness into like people taking action. Maybe that's booking a consultation with you. Maybe that's subscribing to your newsletter, whatever. And then how do you then take that action and turn it into a sale, right? How do you like actually say, okay, they booked the call. Now, how do I make sure that I close this? And then you say, I've closed the deal. Now, how do I do an exceptional job to where they become a raving fan? And then they're like a champion for me and my brand and telling everybody else in the world that they need to work with me or buy my product or buy my service. And when you're thinking about lead gen, when I talk to a lot of like my coaching clients, like everybody is thinking typically about just one thing within that process and not thinking of how it all works together. And so if you're like, nobody knows who I am, you definitely need awareness. From that awareness, what are you doing with it? How do you make it easy for somebody to like go and take action, mm-hmm. whether that be like putting people to your website, making it easy for them to schedule a consultation with you, whatever. And then from that consultation, you're like, I'm getting all these consultations, but nobody's actually buying the thing, mm-hmm. or everybody's adding the thing to the cart, but nobody is like actually like checking out.
Yep.
So maybe that's the place where you need to really come in and hone in on and say, how do I fix this? How do I make it better? How do I ask questions? Why aren't people doing it? Why don't just go in a spiral, like get curious yeah. and like make it better. And then from there, if like you're getting no return customers, no return clients, and like word of mouth is just like in the gutter, then like really come in and say, how do I make my product better? How do I make my service better? How do I make my process better for my clients? Because I'll tell you, what we figured out is that if all of this is working together in harmony, you're going to skyrocket. And you won't not have any problems anymore, but they'll just be different. They'll be about scaling. They'll be about growth. They'll be about how do you continue to improve. And I think if you stay curious, if you stay like hungry and wanting more, yeah. I think that's where you won't even remember the times when finding leads was hard.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think also looking at them as relationships too, and mm-hmm. not just looking at them as like a sale, mm-hmm. like really looking at each individual person as building a relationship and that you genuinely care. Mm-hmm. You care that they have a good experience. You care about following up with them because you want them to feel good. And like, mm-hmm. there's so many different levels to it. And another great book that we always champion mm-hmm. is Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. Mm-hmm. And he really goes into making your customer the hero mm-hmm. and making them feel like the hero versus I think a lot of brands naturally, I think subconsciously, but maybe not, want to promote themselves and make it about them versus the customer. Because
I think it's like you care so much about all these things. You're right. Like, I want to tell you everything I'm doing and right. I did and like all of this to where – like you get excited maybe, yeah. but like you don't realize that you're not making it about the person that you did all of that for.
Right. And it's like about here's how what I'm doing can help you. Here's mm-hmm. how my service can help solve your problem. Mm-hmm. And it's framing it in that way so they feel seen and heard and mm-hmm. valued and yeah. excited mm-hmm. And being able to promote your brand in a way that really – is highlighting them as the hero and not you. And so that's a good book too if you're going through mm-hmm. that process.
Yeah, I was just talking to – I was on a call with one of our clients today and we were putting some like ad copy together and like in a video that we're going to put a lot of money behind and all of this. And it was interesting. We were going over the script for the voiceover on the video and at the beginning it was like – and this is, you know – and we do this because of this and like, and this is how it, the product is and like all of these like bullet points about it. And it was like, and I was like, no, we absolutely, we can't do that. Like the first thing out of our mouth has to be something that they emotionally care about.
Yeah.
Like in a deep way.
Bringing them in the first 5 seconds.
Yes.
That's the most important.
Almost less than that now. It's like we're scrolling so fast. Right. It's like
two to three.
Yeah. But it's like, but it's all part of that. And you don't even realize that you're doing it because you're like, oh, it sounds good. It sounds like sexy, but like
something hooked you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Exactly. So yeah, I think that there's like, you know, there's so much to this, but it really is so simple at the end of the day. And strip it back and come in and hone in on these different areas if you're struggling for leads right now, or if you're like, I've only gotten like, I've hit a wall or I've hit a ceiling and I don't know what's going on. The thing that I was doing a year ago that really worked is no longer working. That's because it's always evolving.
Yeah.
You have to think that like, just like you're changing and you're evolving and your business is changing and evolving, so is the world around us. So is culture. So are your target audience. Like everybody is changing. So you have to really be tapped in and say, how do I make sure I stay up with how everybody else is changing so I can evolve with them versus away from them?
Yeah. Be nimble enough to be able to pivot and evolve with your audience, mm-hmm. not get stuck into your ideas too much that you aren't willing to budge.
Yeah. There's obviously so many resources to, you know, look up and all of that. But I would say really come in and hone in to yourself first. Know and trust yourself and then ask for support in the specific areas that you know you could use support in.
Yeah.
Whether that be the awareness factor, whether that be the sales call or setting up your systems on the back end. If you take the time, the power and the pause to do that, then you'll be able to ask the right questions and get the support that you really need.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is awareness.
Awareness, baby. I think a lot to dive into. We are, you know, adjusting and evolving our podcast because we are always trying to see like what works the best, like what are people interested in, like what like really works for us too. What do we get excited about? So we're really excited. We have some really fun like podcast coming up. Lo and I spent some good time today, like just going through like all the stories that we want to tell you.
Yes. There's some good ones coming up.
So good. Hopefully if y'all haven't listened to our last story time, you have to go listen to that because it's pretty funny. And some good advice that we have. We have some good guests coming up. We're just really excited. So hope that you stick along for the ride. Let us know anything that you want us to talk about or anybody that you want to meet. It's what we're here for. We're your business besties, you know?
Absolutely. And we will see you right back here next week.
Okay. Ta-ta.
Bye.
Bye. That concludes this episode of Her Next Big Move podcast.
Everything that we discussed in today's episode and for more information on Forward Female can be found in the show notes below and on our website, forwardfemale.com.
We want to thank everyone who helped this episode come together and you for tuning in.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit subscribe, leave us a review, and come hang out with us on our socials.